CBS apologized to mom after giving her minor son coronavirus vaccine without permission. By Paul Bois on November 10, 2021. A CVS pharmacy in California apologized to a mother after injecting her 16-year-old son with the coronavirus vaccine without her permission. The event allegedly occurred back in July of this year at a CVS in Davis, California. The mother came forward with her story in light of the recent push to vaccinate children, fearing that this type of practice would be commonplace. "There is a law in place, there are procedures that are not being followed," Amanda Arroyo told CBS Sacramento. "Really concerned at the fact that I don't know what this is going to do to him." The boy allegedly made an appointment to receive the vaccine online. "He was like, 'My arm hurts,' and I said, 'What happened?'" she told the outlet. "And he was like, 'I had my COVID shot,' and I was like, 'Wait, what?'" The pharmacist wanted to vaccinate as many people as possible for public health safety, according to Arroyo, who fears that this could happen to other parents. "He's 16 years old. I completely understand that, but I, in no way, shape or form gave consent for him to get the vaccine and I was not present when it happened," Arroyo said. "I want the pharmacist to be held responsible for her actions and her negligence." Amy Thibault, the senior manager for corporate communications with CVS Health, said that the company already apologized to Arroyo for the mishap and that they will ensure that all vaccine regulations are followed. She did not specify if the pharmacist was in any way reprimanded. "We're aware of Ms. Arroyo's concerns and apologized to her when she contacted us initially," said Thibault. "We're committed to complying with all vaccination regulations and are in the process of looking into this matter further." The U.S. Food and Drug Administration recently approved the emergency use of coronavirus vaccines for children ages 5 to 11 after previously approving them for children 12 and older. "Vaccinating younger children against COVID-19 will bring us closer to returning to a sense of normalcy," said Acting FDA Commissioner Janet Woodcock. "Our comprehensive and rigorous evaluation of the data pertaining to the vaccine safety and effectiveness should help assure parents and guardians that this vaccine meets our high standards. California law currently requires minors to have parental permission before receiving a vaccine unless the vaccine is related to sexually transmitted diseases."